first person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Amy McElroy is finding peace in the mist.
I grew up in the thick of the South, left with hazy memories of my uncle's rare visits. I found myself missing a warm glow when he was gone. During my 30s, I've revisited that whispering connection. After my uncle's 1950s and 60s childhood filled him with the gospel of Southern Wonder Bread, he fled, like many other gay men, to somewhere far from home. My uncle found sanctuary under a floppy straw hat, digging dirt and trimming hedges in front of a Midwest salon. Years later, as a hairdresser, he says he politics from his chair, one client at a time. He unwraps the precious people and spaces in his city for me like a gift. Through fragile crystal cracks running through irises of blue glass eyes, he sees kindness in each person we pass. He retreats to his rustic garden, attending obsessive watering habits with a grace and boyishness that leaves everyone longing for his presence. Weekends, my uncle flees the city through miles of dusty bumps to his mountain cabin made of wood salvaged from an historic home. I frame the photo where his eyes shone like geodes under the floppy hat beside his freshly planted, rusty cast-iron pump. Now his guest, I smile as he carries the hose around his cabin, stepping gently through high grass as if it's someone he knows. There he disappears into the glowing mist to find even more quiet than the mountain town alone bestows. I am Amy McElroy.
Amy McElroy is a writer and yoga instructor. If you would like to appear on this program, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This piece was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.